Eide Tere Meister Chof Gimel Teves Tovshin Ein Tes Bishur Kevin.
Today, Bezrat Hashem, is Christianity and Avodah Zorah. I met someone on Shabbos who says to me, he saw I was going to speak, so he asked me what I'm speaking about, so I told him. So he said, he commented, I'm a bit late, almost a week late. Obviously, it wasn't someone who was trying to be encouraging. So I said to him, my response was, first of all, the Ramah in Yerideya, the end of Siman Kuf Mem Ches, actually says something very interesting. It's only actually in the new versions of the Shulchan Aruch, because it was taken out previously. He says he's talking there about giving gifts to Goyim and having some hishtatvus with their festival. So he says, he gives an example, one of the chagim he mentions, he says, for example, the Yom Ches Achar HaNitl, Shekir Naya Yor, the Shach says, Shonu Chadosha. So basically, he refers to New Year's Day, which was a religious festival, although most goyim aren't aware of that at all. They don't consider it to be a religious festival. It's just beginning of the year, time for celebration. But really, historically, in reality, it was one of their holy days, which was dafka the 8th day after Nitl, after Chag, after the 25th of December. And also, I said as well, it's relevant. These shailas are relevant the whole year. As we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, as many shailas b'shanegei la'aloch the whole year. We may even find the shaycha connection to the parsha. Aleinu l'shaveach la'adayin ha'koil sh'le'osanuk n'geyu ha'rotzis sh'heim ishtachim le'hevav ha'rik m'spandlim al'eil l'yishir v'anachnu k'erim ishtachim m'edim v'nei melech malchim amlochim kadosh baruch hu. Amongst the Ummah Sa'ilam, there's many different faiths and idols they worship, and Christianity is amongst them. So, although it's different to other faiths, in the way that they do have some shaykhs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, as we'll see, the Rambam says in a few different places, "Hanitzrim oizei avodah zorah." They say to Rambam, so Rambam and Perishim Mishnayis and Avodah Zorah, and the Rambam and Hilchus Avodah Zorah and Hilchus Macholas Asuras. So I'll make some of the Avodah Zorah here. And we can understand it very easily. First of all, most of them will bow at some point or other, some stage they'll do a shtachavah to a cross or to a statue of Isa Ish. And also, prayer as well, the Rambam Amar Levuchim says that tefillah prayer to a different koyach is also Avodah Zorah min HaTorah. It's classed Avodah Zorah as Chayav Misa. And they pray to other koyaches, they pray to Isa Ish, they pray to the mother, and they pray to the symbols as well, they pray to the cross. So we can understand it's real Avodah Zorah. We do know, however, that it's classed as shittuf, which means they combine HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Lahavdil Isa Ish. They have something that's called Trinity, which the Poskim call shittuf. And although there's machlekes whether a goy is muzar on shittuf, whether a goy is a goyim or it's also for a goy to do avodah zarah, that's one of the sheva mitzvahs. There's machlekes whether shittuf is included in that as far as goyim is concerned, but for a yid, it's avodah zarah gomel. That's clear in the poskim. And the nafka minna is, as we'll see, regarding b'machshel a goy lifnei eiver. That's the only nafka minna really, whether a goy is muzar on shittuf. So where do we see this machlekes? It's a Ramah in Erech Chaim, the end of Siman Kuf Nun Vov. He's talking there about doing business, making a partnership with a goy, having a shutfus with a goy in business. And the Ramah, the Mechaber over there says one shouldn't. Why? In case it comes, he's going to have to make a shvua, and he'll swear by his avodah zarah. So the Ramah says, which is based actually on Tosfos in Bechiras, that he's referring to note him to Christians, and he says that it's mutter because even if he makes a shvua, he's meshatzev shem shemayim v'dover acher. V'goyim ve'inam muzharim al hashutuf. That's the Ramah. But there's a big machlekes as to whether the Ramah means literally they're not muzar and shutuf, or just regarding shvua. So the Shach in Yeridaya is clear that he takes on the Posh Pshat and Ramah. They're not muzar and shutuf at all. They're not being over avodah zarah when they're worshipping or praying to Oseish, because they're also bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the combination Lahavdil. But the Pesach Tshuva brings many Pesachim Gedolei Achrayim Leid Yehuda and the Shaar Ephraim and Prima Godim more hold that that's not Pshat and Ramah. The Ramah just means regarding Shavua, that when he makes a Shavua and he's Meshatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dovra Acher, that's not Osa. But generally, the worship is avodah zarah. What's the nafka minna whether the goy is muzar? Nafka minna is if neiva for us to enable them to do it. For example, maybe to give them certain things which will help them do their avodah zarah, which will help them do their worship. Possibly to give them, let's say, to sell them certain books, which they'll use to for their services. Maybe to sell them candles, which they'll light. In their places of worship. One has to be careful, though, in this respect, not to be mehane avodah zarah directly. That's osur for a yid. For example, to actually give them a place, a property, which the members use for a tifla, is osur because you're being mehane avodah zarah. But on the other hand, just to be machshel the goy themselves will be depend on this. If they're not being over, if they're not muzar and shittuv, then there's no issa. The maisa most place can take on that even a goy is muzar and shittuv. And as we said, the Yisrael, a yid, is definitely muzar and shittuv. And all through the generations, even when makes a nefesh, not to bow to the cross. I saw a story actually happened recently. This is not Masirah's nefesh, but we see how ingrained it is in even Yidden who were distant from Yiddishkeit. It happened there in Israel. It was a frum Yid took a taxi from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, and as he approached Beit Shemesh, so there's a actually between Beit Shemesh and Ramat Beit Shemesh, if anyone knows where that is, there's a monastery on the hilltop there. The hill between, there's a monastery, and the driver says to him, this driver was not religious at all, and he says to the passenger, can you see the monastery there on the top? So he looked, he saw imposing building, and he says, I'll tell you a story about that. He says, I used to be a policeman many years ago. And he says, one day I was working in Beit Shemesh area, and we got a call from the monastery. They wanted the police to come, something happened, the police. So I was sent to the job, and when I got there, I drove up the hill and I came out, and the priests were waiting for me, the monks. And he says, as I came towards the door, I noticed there was a low door. You had to bend down to get into the door. And as I bent down, I noticed a huge statue of Yoshki, of Oisa Ishter. And instinctively, I turned around, I went in backwards. And he said, the monks obviously were furious. And not long after, he got called into headquarters. and he said this has reached the Vatican. They were so angry that sent to the Vatican, and there was pressure on the police, on the headquarters, the police force to dismiss him. So he was dismissed, he became a taxi driver. So you see, even the years were so far from Yiddishkeit, but it's something ingrained, not to have any shaykhs with this Avodah Zarah. So as we said, a Yid is Muslim. Now, we have to discuss also what about their having said that they're the same as Avodah Zarah here, and according to most poskim, they're owed by Avodah Zarah. How about giving gifts in this time of year to them? So there's actually a Mishnah, beginning of Avodah Zarah, which says that the Freya Day, before their festivals, within 3 days, one mustn't give gifts to the Avodah, one mustn't do business with them, Kalvachema, give gifts, because, as Rashi says over there, that they're going to, when they come to worship on the day of the festival, they'll be Ozla Moida, they'll thank their Avodah Zarah because they got this gift. The Rishonim say, Tosfos already over there says, that Bizmanenu, and he's talking in Europe, where the religion was Christianity. Bizmanenu, it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says also in Yerudea that it's mutter, because, says the Shulchan Aruch, Einam bekiyim betziv elilim. The Rishonim say a bit stronger, they're not really over there by the Zohar, Maisei Aveseim biyodeim, they're just doing tradition. That means even the religious goyim, those goyims, they're not religious at all in this country, but even the religious ones are not really believing in what they're doing. They're just, like I say, it's tradition. And because of that, there's no issue to give them gifts, because they won't relate what you've given, what happened yesterday, or the gift you've given them, or their success in business. They won't relate that and connect that to the Avodah Zarah and actually thank the Avodah Zarah on the day of the Avodah Zarah. They're not that connected, they're not that attached to the Avodah Zarah. Einam adukim to Avodah Zarah. That's the lashon of the poskim. So Mikra din halacha, that's mutter. What about their symbols? Their crosses, their statues. Has that got a din of a chefs of Avodah Zarah? So although, as we said, that the poskim say they're not really attached to Avodah Zarah. However, regarding the Tzelem, Chochmas Zadok says clearly that the Shesi Ve'erev, the cross, has got a din of Avodah Zarah Gomel, and it's actually based on the Ramah. Again, it was taken out the Ramah, but in the new version it's in Shesi Ve'erev, Hatzura Shesi Ve'erev, din of Avodah Zarah. And again, we can understand it because they're bowing to them and they're praying to them, definitely in their places of worship, that's what they're doing. It's called din of Avodah Zarah. What about someone comes to a holiday house, let's say, and there's a cross hanging there? Has that got din of Avodah Zarah? It's not in the place of worship. Another shaila, people deal in jewellery, so they have necklaces with a cross on. Can they trade in that jewellery? Avodah Zarah is also bahano. Can they sell this jewellery? So it really depends on these items. Are they actually bowing or praying to these things? So generally speaking, this really depends on the facts. Depends on the mokum. I did some research. Had a chat with someone who was a former priest. He's a Ger Tzedek, who lives in town. He used to be a galach, and generally speaking, the things they have at home they're not worshipping them. However, he says sometimes on the odd occasion, could be in a situation of distress, they will sort of turn them and pray to them. Now, Avodah Zarah, once it's been worshipped ever, if it was Nevad, then until it had Bittul, which means the guys deserted it, then it'll have a din Avodah Zarah. So, so necklaces, yes. So things like the necklaces, so he told me necklaces, they don't worship. So kissing, I don't know about kissing. I don't know if kissing is cool over his own. I don't know if wasting is. The mashra, the question is, are they doing avoided to? Yes, if it's just a superstition, if it's just a good luck, there wouldn't be avoided Zohar. If they're actually. Yeah, so I don't know about kissing. Something I wasn't sure about kissing, because the place we talk about shtachavah, they talk about tefillah. Kissing, I'm not sure. Could be. I don't know. I don't know if kissing is called a type of avodah which will then make avodah zarah. It's not just symbolic. It's not just something represents this itself. The actual power to this. Yeah. So it depends really. It depends on the matzias. Depends on the facts. If it's something which they are so worshipping, then they'll have a din avodah zarah. And number one, there's the problem of lifnei iver maybe by selling it to a goy. And number two, the problem is no. Now regarding lifnei iver, it depends if they have another way to get one. If they can go next door to the other goy and get the same thing, then there's no lifnei iver. Right, they can get them from someone else. And although there's something called Messiah, that means you're helping the goy do avodah zarah, which for a year, to help a year do an avodah, even though he can go elsewhere, is awesome and rabbanon. But for a goy, there's a big machlekes, and many poskim hold there's no issa to help a goy as long as it's not lifnei iver min hatorah, means he can go somewhere else. But there's a problem with issa hanor. You're not allowed to be nerev my avodah zarah. So there's a shuvah in Chelkas Yaakov from Rav Breish, who says that. He says these necklaces, these types of things, even if the goy would take a worship it, but he says if it's new, so it's never been used, he says generally, you know, you're dealing in business, you're getting a shipment of these things, they're new pieces, they've never been avodah zarah. And although maybe somewhere along the line in the future they'll be used for avodah zarah, but at the moment they'll never be used for avodah zarah, so he says that's not osabah law. If it's new. If it's old, then maybe it's being worshipped. If it's new, then it's not also. Although an avodah zarah, something which is a proper, which is miyuchas for avodah zarah. For example, a crosh they're going to put up in the church, even if it's never been used, we paskin, that even adshitzi of it is also, has got an avodah zarah, but something, jewelry which is not miyuchas for avodah zarah, then if it's new and it's never been worshipped, then it's mutter to trade it. That's what the Chelkas Yaakov says. Second hand, he says the problem, because again, if we have to be choshish that it's ever been worshipped, ever been used once, then it's also, yeah. Look at the Chelkas Yaakov Simon Nun Hei. There is one pasuk which I came across, which is a chiddush. Yehuda Asad in Shuvah Yehuda Yala. Yehuda Asad was the Seder Hillel of the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he says, based on this, on what the Rishonim say, that they're not really over there with the Zohar, ain't them over there with the Zohar. He says that because he says they're not over there with the Zohar, and Hasilei Matzlovim Shalahem, ain't them over the Zohar. A big chiddush. What's he talking about there? He's actually discussing there. He says he's talking there about that there was a village where someone sent from Shiloh. There was a village where the guy used to have. Had a festival in Europe, and they used to go through the streets, and they would insist that the Yidden also light candles for their festival. So it's discussing there that if it's real avodah zarah and it's shas hashmad, then one would have to be moser nefesh not to do that. And he says the Yidden who didn't, they would smash windows and they would plunder. So he says there one of the terrorism he gives there that it's not they're not doing avodah zarah, and he says salam shalem also is not avodah zarah. The Menachas Alozer brings this, and he's mamish very strongly chaylik. He says, "What's the makor?" We would ask a quote to Shach. The Shach says, "The Shach's talking about renting property to a goy," and the Shulchan Aruch says that Meikra Din is a Mishnah. You can't rent property to a goy if he's going to use it for residence because he's going to bring in avodah zarah. And the pasuk says, "Leisov yisayev el beisecho." Even though it's rented, it's partially yours, and you can't have avodah zarah coming to your house. The Ramah says, but nowadays the goyim don't bring avodah zarah to their houses, so it's mutter. The Shach asks, what do you mean? We see nowadays they do bring in avodah zarah to their houses. And Shach says, don't tell me because nowadays they're not over the Avodah Zorah, so that Tzlomim is also not Avodah Zorah. That's the lot. The Shloshan of Shach is V'deichag Leima, the Kivin Daheim, Eim the Einam, over the Avodah Zorah, Tzlomim Shalahem, Lav Avodah Zorah. You can't say that. So Shach is going to answer that nowadays, because in the Chukka Medina, rental is a proper thing, and it's like real, like a sale, it's not considered your house at all. That's what the Shach says. But Rabbi Yehuda Asser is quoting this Shach, and he's sort of taking from the Shach that the Shach is saying that they're not over the Avodah Zorah. Shach, really, if we look at Shach inside, he says, don't say that. So Mechaz Alaza is coming very strongly against Rabbi Yehuda Asser, and again, and it's a Chachma Zodom. As we mentioned, there are many poskim who say they have got a din over the Avodah Zorah.
There's a difference
between Protestant and Catholic. Regarding Avodah Zorah, there's no difference, because they're all Protestants also will bow and pray to the cross.
You're missing Hindus and Buddhists, they're not missing Avodah
Zorah. Right.
So hold it to hold.
Yeah, so that's that wasn't the topic today.
Yeah.
It's not Osabah Noor, though. It's not. You want to suggest maybe it's a Mashamsha Avodah Zorah. We'll come to it soon. There's something called Mashamsha Avodah Zorah, which is also Osabah. I don't know if the book is called. It's not Mashamsha Avodah Zorah directly. It's just something that helps them maybe do their Avodah Zorah. It's not Mashamsha Avodah Zorah. It wouldn't be Osabah Noor. Could you? It might be a wrong thing to go and give one to a goy, because you're helping him do the Avodah Zorah. Yeah, Messiah, which some places can hold as also to go and sell one to a goy, maybe.
We once had a shayla about the selling crosses of the shayla, and he said if we're going to lose money by it, by then going to other places and buying other things, we can sell the crosses.
Because you lose the client.
Because
the customer's
going to go to buy the bus somewhere else, and they'll buy other stuff as well.
Right. So what was it with the new? Were there new things? It was new jewelry.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I mentioned that if it's new jewelry, you can assume it's never been used. It's not Avodah Zorah. Yeah. It's not Avodah Zorah.
Second hand.
That's the Chalak Yisakov. That's why I said the Rav Reich makes the chiluk between if it's new or second hand. Yeah. How about their place of worship? Has that got a din, the church? Has that got a din, the Beis Avodah Zorah? There's a Mishnah and a Shulchan Aruch that says, a Shulchan Aruch paskens that a Beis Avodah Zorah, something which is used for Avodah Zorah, is osur b'hanor. And it's osur to go in there. The Rambam says it's osur to go into a Beis Avodah Zorah. Is the church called a Beis Avodah Zorah? It's not a class, it's not a... We know, obviously, a temple, an Indian temple, where they'll do real Avodah Zorah. Is Avodah Zorah, or how about a church? So, it depends, again, if they're going to have these slumim, if they have in the church cross, crucifix, these statues which they worship, which they pray to and they bow to. If yes, then it's got a dinner based Avodah Zorah mamish, which the issi is a based Avodah Zorah, is it's mashamish Avodah Zorah, which is also osvah na minatayu. There are some modern churches nowadays which don't have crosses in at all. Something called Pentecostal churches, some of the Pentecostal churches, which is sort of a more modern targeting the youth, the more what they call spirit-filled, they have music, they have a lot of entertainment, they want social, so some of them don't have a cross at all, so that hasn't got a base, didn't have a base for the Zorah Mamish. So number one, but the rest, anything else which does have, is Avodah Zorah, it's asked to go in there. And it's asked about not. How about parking, let's say, in a car park of the church? You know, sometimes you're stuck with parking and there's a car park of the church, can use their car park. Is that also because the base of it is also about not?
Depends whether you have to pay for it. If you pay for it, it
could be more. Oh, you'll be my hand Avodah Zorah, because you're giving the Avodah Zorah. Okay, but we're talking about when no one's going to see. So in the night, you know, so you're not going to pay. So this halacha of Meshamish to Meshamish. It means the Issa of Beis Avodah Zorah is because it's Meshamish to Avodah Zorah. The place could say Meshamish to Meshamish, something which is Meshamish, the Meshamish, which is a car park, it's just Meshamish. At most, it's Meshamish to Meshamish. Rav Moshe says it's not even Meshamish to Meshamish, because it's just Meshamish the people we're going in to say about Yom Tov. Even if it would be a Meshamash, the Meshamash that hasn't got a din of Issa Harno. However, there's a mitzvah. The Pasuk says, Harchig me'aleh darkecho. And the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to misrachik from Avodah Zorah. Dalad Amos, the Gemara says, a person should misrachik, Dalad Amos, a person shouldn't go close to Avodah Zorah. Definitely Dalad Amos. If you ask for Dalad Amos in America, then it wouldn't be awesome. Another big shaila is using a church for a shul. Can you, a church which is now disused, can you now use it? Can it be used for a shul? Some shuls have done that. So what's the halacha regarding that? So Magen Avraham says, "B'shem Rebbeliom Mizrachi." Magen Avraham in Sulman Kufin and Dalet Hilchah Beis Haknesses. He says to use a Beis Havayizora, which is now in this battle, which is disused. Bittul is if they've gone, they moved on, they've taken out the Havayizora. So Magen Avraham brings that it's mutter. It's used for a shul. I mean, for a hedjet, for someone, for an ordinary person, it's poshut that it's mutter. Once it's bittul done, it's mutter bano. For example, someone told me yesterday that he went to see a house. This was Avodah Zarah Mamash. He went to see a house locally, and when the agent took him in, there was one room they weren't allowed to go into. That was holy. It was an Indian house, and that was his room where he worshipped Avodah Zarah. And that room was miyuchad for Avodah Zarah. That room has a din of a base Avodah Zarah Mamash. He worshipped there, and so I said to him, if you were to buy that house, so once it's bottled, that means the fellow's taken out his things, he's not using it anymore from a shamash abayazor, it's mutter bahano. But the question is, to do mitzvahs there is nishposhet. The Gemara has a shaila about doing mitzvahs in a place where with something which was used for abayazor even after bittul. And so the Magen Avraham says, that's mutter to use for a shul. Mishnah Berurah says, it depends. If they had in mamish avodah zarah, they had in idols, and even after bittul, even after it's all gone out and they've done bittul, it's also to use for a mitzvah. So according to Mishnah Berurah, that room you wouldn't be allowed to use, the daven there, you wouldn't be allowed to use for a mitzvah. For a hedjet, it's mutter. Yeah, maybe. Unless there's a shul.
Those
arrive
at one of his own private bedrooms, you've made that into his shul.
Right.
You can't use it
when you
become a shrine.
I don't know about a brocha, but for example, to use it now to daven, it would be awesome. Unless it's a shinui. So the question is, what's a shinui? Is another question, it's another shaila. If you change something, maybe, I don't know, if you paint the whole room, I don't know, but I don't know what would be classed as a shinui. But you have to do something which is, the room is different now, so then it is mutzah. So that's regarding a real Avodah Zarah, but regarding art, so the Mishnah Berurah says that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, a church which had in Avodah Zarah Mamash, you wouldn't be allowed to use for a shul. If it didn't have Avodah Zarah in, even if they used it for worship, then you would be allowed to use it for a shul after they've gone out. The Mishnah of the Mishnah Berurah is not muskim, the Chacham Zadav is mashma, that even if it had in Avodah Zarah, it could be used for a shul. Some shuls have taken churches, and there's machlekes about it. Another shaila which I've heard about, people have mentioned, is multi-faith rooms. They have in hospitals or in airports. They have these prayer rooms, multi-faith rooms. Can one go into daven there? So that it's not. It can't be classed. This room, even if they are going to daven there, and they take out their crosses and they pray to them, or the Indians, mamish come with. But it can't be called a Beis Avodah Zarah because it's behedya, beyuchad for not just meyuchad for Avodah Zarah. It's a multi-faith group. It's for everyone. It's for Muslims, which is not Avodah Zarah. It's for Jews. It's for all different faiths. That's what it's called. So it can't be classed as a Beis Avodah Zarah. What about if someone, if you go and daven, then someone else is there. This guy is there. Is doing Avodah Zarah. Can you daven there, Pshat Maisa? So this is where the parasha comes in. The Zerma. In Sadi Dalet, the end of Simon Sadi Dalet, near Rechaim Hilchas Tefillah, he says someone's on a journey, and he's got a choice: either he wants to daven, either he can daven on the road, or if he wants to be less distracted, he can go into a hotel, an inn, a goyshe inn. And in the inn, there's very likely to be their idols, Giluleim, Psileim. They have idols, they have things in there. So it says Ramah, it's based on Shulman Hadeshin, arrive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went out. He says he's going out of town to daven after in the Makas Borod. And Rashi says, Sha'iri Malei Gilulim. The town is full of idols. He didn't want to daven in the town. So it says, Shulman Sadashin, Avada Lechatchila, one shouldn't daven there when there's idols there. Even if it's, again, it's not a place of worship. Because it's not miyuchet, they didn't do it, it's not miyuchet for Abu Dazara, this hotel, this case we're talking about. Then it'd be also about not. It'd be also to go in there. You can't go into to a church, Abu Dazara. Definitely to use it, also about not. We're talking about, it's not miyuchet for worship, they've got idols there. So says the Tramadashan, if even in the town Moshe Rabbeinu went out, in this place, in this house, it's also. But Meikra Adin, he says, if Taka, you haven't got an option, you can't daven on the road, then you're allowed to go in. So again, so regarding the multi-faith rooms, so if there's no one there, Ikra Din, it's not a Beis HaBeis HaZohar, it's Mutzah. When there's a Nyonim not to, could be, Ruchis HaTumah. Oh, if it's not a Beis HaZohar inside, you know, he either the fellow's there or he's left his cross there, wherever it is.
There's an altar with a cross in the room.
Yeah. There is usually...
If
there is, then maybe...
There's an altar there with a cross on it.
And the ready might be called the ready of Beis HaBeis HaZohar if it's designated for that. I don't know. That ready may be called designated, but the ones I've been to are just completely neutral. They're not sort of showing any. Right, someone has
nothing. Two there, which is an altar with a.
Which airport?
Manchester. Two rooms there, which is an altar and a cross.
So if the Mamish have services, maybe it is called Beis HaBeis HaZohar, yeah. But the ones that are being neutral, so again, if there's something there, if there's not Beis HaZohar in there, then the Chatchila one shouldn't. Again, it's a Mailu, Chatchila one shouldn't go there. No, first of all, it's still there. And number two, if they're using it for services, it might be called a Beis HaBeis HaZohar.
If they use
What?
They just put mats on the floor to daven.
The Muslims. The Muslims' pashtun is not Beis HaZohar at all. They're davening Tzachon Shporuchu.
They're davening
in
the mosque.
They're davening Tzachon Shporuchu.
You go to Mosque
of Kaila,
which is used as a mosque.
Mekradin, probably, yeah. It's not.
It's not Beis HaZohar.
It's not Beis HaZohar. The Ramah says it's not Beis HaZohar. At least according to most shittas, it's not Beis HaZohar.
It's not Beis HaZohar.
Yeah, davening Tzachon Shporuchu. I don't know if it's ideal to go and daven in the mosque. It might be tumma there, but
the
daven tachon shporuch.
The holiday house.
Oh, so holiday house. If you come to a holiday house and they have a cross there, so it's not. It's usually the room is not called the Beis HaBeis HaZohar because it's not designated for worship. So there's counts doing other things there. But again, right, so daven in that room where the cross is. If the cross has ever been used, ever been worshipped, then it's got a dinner with Israel, someone shouldn't daven in that room. Yeah. I don't know if covering helps. I saw a shayla, someone asked Rav Volzner, if he took it down, can he put it back up now? He took it down, he wanted to daven in the room. Can he put it back up? By putting it back up, he's sort of showing you being mechabed Avodah Zarah, you know, recognizing Avodah Zarah. Rav Volzner was matter, but less brera. I mean, this person asked him after he took it down, he wanted to put it back up, but less brera. And then he was matter.
Nowadays, Indians is really the problem.
People,
Indians, Muslims,
Depends if they worship them or not, these things. Niska Lirais Mahira was Faris of Zachal Havik Ludim Norris for leading Korisi Korisi. Субтитры создавал DimaTorzok